A Roman Catholic shrine in Attleboro is waiting to find out whether it must begin paying property taxes. The Shrine of Our Lady of La Salette is known for its huge display of Christmas lights there. Since its founding in 1953, up until 3 years ago, the shrine was recognized by the city of Attleboro as a house of religious worship, exempt from property taxes. But, as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, the question of whether it must now pay those taxes is before the state Supreme Court.
Since colonial days, religious property in Massachusetts has been exempt from taxation. Today, houses of worship and their parsonages are exempt as long as they are used for religious worship or instruction. But how do you decide what buildings and lands are for religious worship or instruction? In oral arguments before the Supreme Judicial Court last week, Diane Tillotson, representing the shrine, argued that it's up to the religious institution to decide what parts of its property fulfill a religious function. That led to this question from Justice Barbara Lenk.
Are there no limits that it has to be left to the religion to decide? I mean, for example, suppose there were a profit-making book publishing company. Only portions of which seem to be on spiritually related subjects.
I think the inquiry, Your Honor, has to be, is the property's dominant use for religious purposes? And if the answer to that question is yes, then the question becomes, are these other activities, whether they're charitable or the running of a bookstore, is there an appropriate nexus?
Attleboro assessors decided that some parts of the shrine did not have a religious purpose. The shrine's campus covers 200 acres. After the financial crisis of 2008, Attleboro, like many cities and towns, saw property tax revenue dwindle. So the assessors decided that much of the shrine should be taxed. In 2013, they valued the entire campus at $12.8 million. They decided that $4.9 million of that was not tax exempt. Included in the real estate that was taxed were a maintenance shed, the storage buildings for the Christmas decorations, a house occupied by another nonprofit, and part of the Welcome Center, which contains a cafeteria, gift shop, a display of creches, a coffee shop, and conference rooms. Also taxed, 110 acres of wooded natural sanctuary used by priests and others who participate in retreats for meditation walks. The La Salette brothers dug a pond in the woods where people would draw water during Holy Week, get it blessed, and take it home. The shrine had a way of the cross in the woods during Holy Week in 2013, and the shrine held an eco-spirituality retreat in the woods to promote respect for creation and nature. You can hear the exasperation in Father Cyriac Matathalonikal's voice as he explains why the woods should not have been taxed.
Well, if there was no worship taking place, definitely there was instruction taking place as part of the part of their experience with God in this place. And that's the reason why we gave, put this place in a conservation restriction, because we want to promote eco-spirituality and reconciliation with creation.
Back in the Supreme Judicial Court, Chief Justice Ralph Gantz asked Tillotson if the shrine bought more woods, whether they would be exempt under the Massachusetts law called Clause 11th.
All of that would be within this exemption?
If it were used for those religious worship purposes.
Well, you say religious worship purposes, but I mean, every time one goes in the woods, one can say it's meditative. You do have gardens and other areas which are described as prayer gardens, but this is a wildlife sanctuary. These are woods. What makes these woods different from all other woods?
It is connected with a church, and it is connected with an organized religion, which is the other requirement under Clause 11, that an organized religion be using this property, a recognized
if
religion.
Any organized.
Neither the Attleboro Board of Assessors nor the mayor's office responded to requests for interviews. Lenk asked Michael Siddell, representing the Board of Assessors, why the woods were taxed.
A meditative walk for retreatants and so forth, you would say that is or is not part of religious worship?
It may be part of religious worship, and I contend that religious worship can happen anywhere.
But you say that that portion of the land should always have been taxed?
Yes, because it's not a house of worship.
A house of worship has to be a building?
Gantz asked Sedell why the woods were taxed, but not the gardens.
There are internal gardens around the chapel used for outdoor prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Those exempt?
Again, my understanding is those are exempt.
So the fact so it need not be a building. It can be, you can have an outdoor cupola or something along those. I mean, you can have it. You can
garden.
Have some outdoor area, an outdoor garden, which is used for prayer. That can be viewed as a sanctuary, even though it's not a building.
Again, we maintain that a house of worship is a building that is defined. They used the discretion that I think they're entitled to make an apportionment. And that apportionment turned into a 60-40 split between what was exempt and non-exempt.
The case is on appeal to the Supreme Judicial Court from the Appellate Tax Board. Gantz pointed out to Sedell that the Attleboro assessors did not tax the shrine's parking lots.
You agreed that the parking lot was exempt.
The assessors did exempt about 60% of the property because they found it to be accessory. You know, you'd need a parking lot to accommodate the people
okay,
who are
so,
going to
so
church.
To the extent that it is an accessory or incidental to the house of worship, it's within the scope. Why is the Welcome Center, where people come in and see a movie before they commence examining the grounds, not incidental to the act of worship?
Because I think the assessors, again, guided by the statute, and then when it went to the ATB, the ATB found that the Welcome Center was used for a variety of different uses, not always connected with religious worship or instruction.
The case is being watched closely by religious institutions across Massachusetts. Reverend Laura Everett is executive director of the Massachusetts Council of Churches.
The idea that secular tax officials would come in and parse what is religious and what is not for religious institutions, we have grave concerns about the entanglement of government bodies acting to decide how a religion should practice.
My immediate reaction is to caution that tax exclusions are normally interpreted very narrowly.
But Professor James Rapetti, who teaches tax law at Boston College, says there's another consideration here.
The courts have been reluctant to challenge a church's characterization of what constitutes worship.
Three of the justices are retiring this summer, so a decision is likely by then. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.